We have seen an outpouring of support from people in our community who want to help those who've been affected by Hurricane Harvey. And we want to give people an opportunity to do that if they have the time and the flexibility to actually deploy and go to Texas or Louisiana and help out. So we have put together one day what we're calling rapid deployment boot camps, where a volunteer who, even if they have no experience with the Red Cross previously, could come in and get into our system, go through an orientation on, you know, everything that the Red Cross does, and then really go through some targeted training about our disaster relief services and specifically the type of services that we provide in our shelters, because of the fact that at this point in the Harvey response, that is our primary focus. And so we know that we are going to need additional manpower to keep helping people with their immediate needs in the shelters that are open now and that may continue to open. And we want to give people an opportunity to help if they can.
What specifically is involved in training for instance, helping out in a shelter?
Good question. We talk about a couple of different things. There's a logistical piece of it, what's involved in opening a shelter, how things should be set up to make sure that people can be safe and comfortable in a Red Cross shelter when they're away from their homes, potentially evacuated or not sure if it's safe to go back yet. And then there's, on the other side, kind of preparing people emotionally for what's going to be involved when you're there serving people who have gone through a really devastating experience. A lot of what our volunteers do is provide emotional support and offer a shoulder to lean on and somebody that people can talk to just to kind of, you know, get process what they're going through. So we train people to be prepared for that as well.
Is training required for anybody who wants to volunteer with the Red Cross?
It is, and that's part of the reason why we want to offer these one-day boot camps, because there is a significant amount of training that we want people to have before they make the ultimate decision about whether or not they're going to deploy to a disaster scene. It is a really challenging experience. It's not like it's a comfortable thing to do, but I think we've seen so far that people are they're willing to give up their, you know, comforts of home and go out and help people in need because they see how much, you know, flood victims have suffered.
And then where and when can people attend these training sessions?
So in the next 2 weeks, we're going to have four separate sessions in our Eastern New York region. We'll be in Albany on Tuesday, September 5th. We'll be in Poughkeepsie on Thursday, the 7th. In Utica on Saturday, September 9th, and in Saratoga on Wednesday, the 13th.
And where can people find more information?
They can go to our website, redcross.org/ENY, gets them to our local homepage, or they can call us at 518-694-5104.